90% of patients at Moscow's Central Tuberculosis Research Institute are suffering from the drug-resistant form of TB. Irina Vasilieva, the head of the institute's therapeutic department, outlines the problem.
I think this is the consequences of the 90s, when the entire healthcare system collapsed. The society was lost. Everything that had been achieved was lost. Patients were left to themselves. The disease developed, and there were many patients left who were not cured completely, who continued living in the society and contaminating people around them. Now we're seeing the consequences of the collapse of the state and of the social and economic problems.
Multi-drug-resistant TB is tuberculosis that is resistant to the two medicines most commonly used to treat it. That makes it harder to treat. Doctors say that many patients with drug-sensitive TB need to take their antibiotics daily for several months, but they stop when they start to feel better. And so the disease mutates. It becomes resistant to traditional antibiotic treatment. TB still has a terrible stigma attached to it in Russia, and the public tries to ignore it. Meet Alexei. He's a 24-year-old student who tested positive for TB after he came to the hospital for a hernia surgery. He was immediately fired from his job and then stopped telling people about the disease. After 2 years of treatment, Alexei says he's amazed by how little Russians know about TB.
People are afraid of AIDS and the STDs and are protecting themselves with condoms. But no one thinks about diseases like TB, although they are so widespread. People need to be informed about them. Everyone is trying to hide it, but it's not right.
And this is Natalia. She has been under treatment for a multi-drug-resistant form of TB for the last 5 years. She says the disease has ruined her life. She is 33 years old with a disability pension that is the equivalent of about $90 a month.
I can't even imagine where I got it. It's such a thing. One sneezes, another catches it. It could have been on a trolley bus, on transport, anywhere. How did it change my life? I'm a pensioner now, with 2,500 rubles of monthly income. This is how it has changed. I can't find a job. Who will hire me after I have been retired for 5 years? What job will I be doing?
The World Health Organization says drug-resistant TB is 100 times more expensive to treat than the ordinary form of the disease, and the Russian state's supplies of the right medicines are often scarce. Failing to contain the spread of multi-drug-resistant TB could lead to an additional threat, the emergence of a new, almost untreatable form of tuberculosis. Again, Irina Vasilieva.
The tuberculosis bacillus will become resistible to any medication, and from the start it will be impossible to cure such patients. We will get back to the situation of pre-antibacterial epoch, when there were no antibiotics and no anti-tuberculosis medicines. We will be back to what it was 100 years ago.
The Red Cross estimates some 70 people die in Russia from tuberculosis every day. Veronika Agapova, the main TB specialist at the Russian Red Cross in Moscow, says the other problem in combating the spread of TB is Russia's ineffective system of monitoring the people infected with the disease.
Even if the medicine is there, it doesn't always reach the patients because they do not always take them, and there's no clear system of controlling those patients.
In the 1990s, the Moscow Center for Prison Reform said that prisons and labor camps became incubators for multi-drug-resistant TB in Russia. These days, observers say the level of TB incidence in prisons is still high. Yet, no one knows exactly how many people in this country are infected or how many are being properly treated. And that, doctors like Irina Vasilieva say, is a time bomb waiting to explode. Anya Ardaeva for VOA News, Moscow.